May additional. Well, it's been quite a bit of a week. My anxiety levels are creeping up, and there does not seem to be much that I can do about them, other than just try and chill out as much as possible. It's hard work. I guess there are a lot of other people who are feeling much the same right now, of course. I have been trying to carry on doing stuff. I have been trying doing a little drawing and sketching to get my mind into a different place, and it helps a little. But the bizarre, intrusive thoughts are quite overwhelming at times, as they often are even at the best of times. I have had a good crack at all the usual techniques for this over the years, so I do have ways of trying to keep the demons tied down sufficiently. But I feel trapped. Actually, I'm not really, as I have open spaces to visit and space to do stuff, but I really do miss social contact with people other than my partner. We are people with very different interests, and under normal conditions, that actually works quite well for us. But right now, it's not. I do phone calls and video chats and stuff, and that helps, but it's often not really enough, I find. There is a big difference between being face-to-face with someone and seeing and hearing them on a screen. It's looking likely that we will not be seeing anything remotely normal for 18 months or so. Perhaps by August, the pubs will be open again. At least some of them. It's not likely to be the sort of places that I play music at, though, as these do not allow for social distancing, sadly. Or even joyfully. Though I don't think you can joyfully social distance. Also, it's difficult to tell if any of the weird symptoms are the bug or just anxiety and other stuff. I've had headaches, which might be stress or hay fever, or maybe just not sleeping well. My back has been playing up a lot and making it very difficult to use the PC, so one way and another, it's just not going too well. I find myself getting very irritable too.